I told him all the essentials. Count the days till July 26th. It's all about, you know, this day and age, it's about nutrition, about rest, about taking care of yourself, about, you know, crossing those days off the calendar. And really, it's not like the old off seasons where you may have had 13, 14 weeks. We've had, we're into our ninth. So, I mean, as far as, you know, trying to rest a little bit and then pick back up, nope, you wouldn't be able to do that. You got to be ready to change direction and do those kind of things. And I did cite some of the examples in this little time where we'd have maybe a three-day downtime and then go back and practice once and have, like the other day, two backs and a hamstring after taking 3 days off. It didn't. So anyway, there's all those things have been said this morning and talked about our, you know, our schedule and what is in front of us and just wrapped it up for the program, the off-season program for the veteran players, and then the rookies are here for another week.
Tom, what's the biggest positive you've taken from the off-season program and what still bothers you the most?
I'm not going to go into any positional details or anything like that. That's remains to be seen. The positives are that we had a chance to work with, again, get everyone back together after 3.5 months and go through a regimented program, all voluntary, in which everyone was here with the exception of two guys, and make some progress with a lot of these young players have made good progress. I've seen good progress with our veterans that have, I'm talking about basically Snee and Boss and guys that have had surgeries and are coming back strong. So those are very positive. And then the opportunity just to, again, work with our players, with some of the new players that are here, not only just the rookies, but also the free agents that we signed. Get an idea how those talented people might be utilized.
The rookies' learning curve met your satisfaction?
Well, there's a lot to learn. And the more you throw at them, the more difficult it is for them. They work at it now. They've been a good group that way. So I don't have any complaints about how they work. It's just that it's new. You know, the language is new, lots of things being different. And you have to understand, pro football is accumulative. You know, you've got to be one of those guys that can retain information and use it in the same sequence again the next time that situation arises. And they haven't had enough yet. You know, they've had it twice, being OTAs and then the mini camp, and they'll get it a third time in camp. So hopefully that's going to be a time when they'll retain.
Is Thomas on a course to be ready for the training camp?
Well, I'm sure he'll be limited. But he's made good progress, and he did some individual this last week, which was good.
Tom, you've had a lot of turnover in many years here. Do you ever get used to it? And what is your key to kind of getting past it?
Well, it's pro football. It's the way it is today. And it's doing a good job with our evaluations, bringing the right people in here and getting them integrated into our offense, defense, and special teams, the way we do things, what our expectation levels are, what our values are. And the more we can be with them and around them, then the better you're going to feel about it.
Will Thomas be a consideration at safety?
I'd like to see him just get a green light to go. We'll decide where he's going to help us the best at that point in time.
Tom, what are your thoughts on the linebackers? What did you see there in general?
They actually had a good spring, and the good thing about them, they're very unselfish. They work hard. They study hard. You know, if I called for a one-hour meeting, those guys are probably going to meet for an hour and a half to two. It's just the way that group is, and they've been good. So we'll see. You know, I've seen some growth, and I've seen a lot of good things happen out here, and they're going to have to. It's going to happen.
How do you feel about right tackle?
Well, I feel good about watching Deal come back and practice well. I feel good about the young kid coming in here and showing us the kind of natural skill and ability that he has. So, you know, we have some other guys that have performed at that spot and done a decent job. So I'm okay with that. You know, you get into the kind of situations you're cast into with not even shells on. And it's not an easy thing, obviously, working against the defensive front and so on and so forth. So you can't always make real good observations about that or judgments. But, let's see what happens when we get back and get the pads on.
Thank you.